Where did he go, Pon, and why didn't he tell me? Oh, if he doesn't come or at least call, I'll go crazy. Oh, I know you're sorry, Pon, but it doesn't help much. You don't suppose anything could have happened to him, do you? Don't try to be comforting. You don't know any more about it than I do. Oh, Pon, why did he sneak off that way without telling me? Do you suppose that was the reason? Oh, if anything happens to him, I'll die. Oh, he always tells me things, Pon. And, oh, he will come back, won't he, Pon? Oh, of course he will. I hope. Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, Val. Val.
Hi, baby.
Where have you been?
Never mind where I've been. Look what I brung you. On this tray is a deck of pancakes. Pinnacle deck. Little pig sausages with no missing link and an acre of toast. Stand clear of the door, will you, baby? I'm bringing in the squarest meal this team of Humphers has had for many a day.
Well, put it over there on the table. Here, wait until I take those magazines off. There.
Boy, just look at that. Baby, just look at it. Did you ever see so much?
What's your baby? You've been crying.
I haven't either.
You have so. What's the matter?
Well, I had an awful dream in the middle of the night, and I woke up all scared, crawled over to be close to you, and you weren't there. And oh, it was terrible, darling. Where were you? Don't do that ever again. And why did you sneak off in the middle of the night that way?
Oh, gee, I didn't think you'd wake up. Were you frightened, darling? Listen, don't ever be again. Because no matter where I am, no matter where I go, remember, I'm always coming back to you.
Oh, lover. I was so scared.
Oh, gee. You little blue-eyed darling.
Well, where were you? That's what I want to know. Where were you?
Well, I went out to get our breakfast.
Where did you get the money? Besides, you don't have to start getting breakfast at 2 o'clock. And to make it brief, where were you?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, just around, that's all. Just around. Pick up the feed bag, baby, before the chow gets cold.
If you don't tell me where you got this breakfast, I've got half a mind not to eat it, so there.
If you don't eat it, half a mind is what you got, all right. Boy, just look at them thin hotcakes, huh? Smell that coffee.
Val, your shirt's all wet.
Is it? Well, how do you suppose that happened? Come on, let's eat.
How in the world did you get your shirt wet?
Well, well, you see, it was like this.
Never mind the hooey. Every time you start a story with that phrase, you start talking fiction.
You'd never guess where I was, baby.
Yes, I can, but tell your story.
Well, you see, it was like this. I mean, well, once upon a time... Well, what do you care? We got a swell breakfast, ain't we?
Come on, Val. Tell Mama. Where were you, and how did you get this layout, and how come your shirt's wet?
Will you eat before it gets cold?
I asked you a question, Val.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. Sit down.
Where did you get it, and where were you last night?
Well, I don't see what difference it makes, but... Well, I earned that breakfast.
How?
Well, well, you see, well, washing dishes in an all-night hash house.
Val, you didn't.
I didn't, huh? Listen, I washed 10 billion dishes. Gee, I never saw so many dishes.
Val, you don't mean that you washed dishes all night for this breakfast?
Sure. What did you do if you're in my shoes?
Take them off and rent them for garages.
Is that so? Now, listen,
Oh, darling, you're so sweet. Just think, washing dishes all night, just so I could have breakfast in the morning. Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Val, but I love you for it.
Oh, gee, it wasn't much work. And boy, my fingernails ain't been so clean in a year.
Were there many dishes, darling?
So help me, I didn't know there were so many dishes in the world. I'd wash a million, and then swash, and come a million more. And them thick wrestling dishes, baby, you just can't break them.
See here, Val, we're going to take the booking in Riley's nightclub that Eddie offered us. You're too proud to take a booking in a cheap floor show, yet you work all night in a greasy old restaurant washing dishes for a breakfast. That ain't logic.
Gee, baby, you see, what is the difference? Nobody saw me in the restaurant. I was way back in the kitchen, see? Nobody knew.
Well, we're taking that book, I understand.
Oh, come on, eat breakfast. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, Louise, I forgot to take the cover off her cage.
Never mind our little feathered friend. Let's eat.
Val.
Huh?
Look at Louise.
I seen her. You look at her.
Oh, why, Val, I think Louise is ill.
Well, the worm destroyer always did look to me as if he had yellow jaundice.
Val, Louise has the most terrible breath.
Has what?
Well, honestly, Val, she's got a breath that no best friend would ever tell her about. And she looks terribly down in the bill.
No, don't worry about that animated feather duster. She's all right.
But she's not either, Val. She looks simply terrible. You don't feel at all well, do you, Louise? I know you don't, dear. What in the world do you suppose is wrong with her, Val?
How do I know? I know one thing, though. She's sure been having the best of food.
Val, have you been feeding her?
Yeah, and for nothing, too.
What do you mean, for nothing?
Well, you know, the government gives away free seeds, see? I remember that, so I up and sent for some seeds for Louise. That's what, huh?
Val, what kind of seeds did you send for?
Radish seeds.
Radish seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm commencing to understand Louise's breath. Those aren't the kind of seeds a bird eats, you ninny.
Gee, a seed's a seed, ain't it? What's the matter with radish seeds?
What's the matter with them? Just look at that canary. She's positively pale from eating radish seeds. Radish seeds.
Well, I got it for nothing, didn't I? Come on and eat, will you, so I can get back to washing dishes for our lunch.
Listen, Val, you aren't going to wash any more dishes. That's a lot of nonsense. I'd rather starve to death than have you washing dishes.
Now, listen, baby.
Now, you listen to me for a while. You go to that phone and call up Eddie and tell him that we're taking that booking for Riley's floor show.
Now, listen, baby, nothing doing. There ain't going to be any of this Broadway to the Bronx stuff with us, see?
Climb down off the high horse, Val, and get on your Shetland pony. We're taking that booking, see? I know it isn't much of a booking, but it's three squares. I won't have you washing dishes in a hash house.
Gee, baby, I don't mind. It's kind of fun playing with the soap.
Sure, I know your game, but I'm not going to have my husband diving into greasy old water after a lot of dirty dishes just so I can eat. You're a great hooper, Val, and you aren't going to be a kitchen mechanic for anybody. We're taking that corny booking, see? And we're going to dance in that nightclub better than we ever danced before, see? And somebody's going to see us there, and we'll get another break. Go on now, call Eddie.
Oh, listen, you don't understand, kid. We've been on Broadway once, and if we get off, we're off for good, don't you see?
Cooey, if we're coming back, we got to fight our way back. And if we have to start from the bottom, okay, we'll start from the bottom. You're always talking about how we made Broadway. Well, how did we make it? I'll tell you. From fighting our way up from a four-a-day burlesque show. That's how we did it. And we can fight our way up again. And what's more, we're starting from Riley's nightclub. And we're starting now.
Oh, Gino, well,
I said we're starting from the bottom. And I said we're starting now. Call Eddie.
All right, but it's against my better judgment.
Then we can't be wrong. Go on, unhook the phone.
All right. Hello. Give me a hold at 9056. Yeah. Hello, Eddie? Val. Ah, swell. Hey, listen, be kind to your throat a minute, will you, and shut up. No, we ain't having any trouble finding a booking. No more trouble than you'd have eating jelly with a knitting needle. Now, listen, Schubert. Ellis and I have been talking it over, see, and, well, we decided it'll be a good experience for us. No, I'm not talking about eating, I'm talking about Riley's floor show. Yeah. Yeah, we decided to take that if it's still open. Okay. Hey, how much commission? Are you in this business for your health or something? Oh, gee. Well, gee, that's darn white of you, Eddie. Okay. So long.
Well?
Well, that's that. Did you know something?
Yeah, Newark's the capital of New Jersey.
All right. But this guy, Eddie, said that he didn't want no percent off the booking. What do you think of that for a square guy?
Ah, he's a swell guy, Eddie is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a guy like Eddie that keeps guys like us from being cynics.
And don't forget Mrs. Murphy. We've owed her rent for so long that she's commencing to call this the Red Room. And does she squawk? No.
Ain't she a peach, though? She's the only one of your creditors that I'm glad to meet anyplace. She's a trooper, Mrs. Murphy is.
You know, honey, there's lots of people that have been awfully good to us.
Yeah? And that guy Bergbaum ain't among them either.
Oh, guys like Bergbaum don't count. But take Eddie and Mrs. Murphy. I know, fool and Val, they're real people. They're the kind of people that make the world go round.
Yeah, them and bootleggers. But listen, when we make the palace, I'm going to get Eddie to swallow a suit of clothes on the avenue. I'm going to get Mrs. Murphy a dress that'd knock your eye out.
Well, that one she has now would. That Sunday go-to-meeting dress of hers looks like a box of watercolors gone crazy.
Ain't that terrible? You know, when I see Mrs. Murphy coming down the street, swinging all them 200 pounds and wearing that dress, I always look to see the steam calliope coming right after her.
Well, what about the booking, Val? Is it cinched?
Yeah, I guess it is. He says for us to go down and talk to Riley. A floor show in a cheap nightclub. No, ain't that a pit?
Oh, I know, darling. But it's only a start. It's a bottom. And it's from there we're starting. On our way up.